88. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Do you know how much time I spend talking people out of doubt and unbelief?
A lot.
Oh, I'm not even kidding you.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Yeah, I know we're on the radio. Yeah. Just wanted everybody to hear that. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I love that music. Crank it up for a second there, brother. You know, you got all these rockers driving around right now, these grandmas and these young guys and these young girls. And a hairspray.
I think I'm a spike in my
they
hair.
They got
right
that
now.
Rock fist going up in the air right now. That's what they're doing. You know they are. And they're saying, I can't drive 55. No, 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 no. Abide by the laws of the land. That's real grace, right?
Do you mind if I leave for a couple minutes and go spike my hair up and turn it pink and
then
come back?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty and the
Daughters of Liberty.
Yes, yes, I like that. Welcome to the show, friends. We appreciate you taking your time out of, well, your week, 6 days a week, listening to us. And, well, really, we thank you for your trust, and I mean that in all sincerity. If you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or what you can do, my friends, is you can go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's two different pages, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you would. And or what you could do as well is you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. And I'm actually over on the Sons of Liberty Radio right now on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. She just uploaded exposing the media. Friends, I'm telling you what, those videos are, well, first of all, they're very costly. We do a video a week. The guy that does all the videos that we post on Sons of Liberty Radio and other outlets are from Jim Gillette. And James Gillette is actually one of the guys that's responsible for working with Mr. Steven Spielberg. You know him as the director of what movie didn't he do that was successful?
That's true.
And so in saying that, friends, check out those videos again. Not only are they very expensive, but they are very, well, they're worth the while. They're worth the time. They're worth the watch, the understanding that they bring, and they're colorful. And stuff it really is. And we take a lot of time to get them to you. And again, we have the guy doing it, James Gillette, who is second to none in the process of doing just that. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out the new video. It's called Exposing the Media. Folks, it shows you who they are and what they're about and what they believe, by the way. And if you'd like to, you can also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That whole page is going to be revamped soon enough here, hopefully within the next month. We'll see how that works out. And if you'd like to phone call us, you can do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie Joy?
Well, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ's head, not your own. As we always do here on the Sons of Liberty, we are doing the product of the week that we are highlighting. Every week, we have a new product of the week. And the kicker is, as I always say, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week. This week, drum roll, please. What's the best I can do at a drum roll? I'm a singer. I am not a drummer.
Yeah.
But this week is the My War comic book novel, which is the testimony of Bradley Dean. You would be, are you muy or moi?
I mean, you would be muy. We'll just stay away from that.
We'll stay away from that. Okay, so this is the 130-page comic book. It was illustrated by former DC Comics artist Danny Bulinati. It tells the breathtaking story of Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty founder. This is the testimony of how God took this fatherless child and made him his own. You can read miracle after miracle of Christ's unfailing love in this colorful, very fun to read account of his life. Now, the good thing about the comic book, too, is not only is it your life story and your life testimony for people to say, gosh, how did this guy start? Where did he come from? What's his background? What happened to him in his life to be able to be this passionate about our country and speak to all these different places and schools? What is the story behind all that? Well, this is your opportunity to find out in the My War comic book.
Can I share really quick how this whole thing transpired?
Well, of course you can.
A couple years ago, actually it was probably three, well, my goodness, I think it's been 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
We actually flew into San Francisco. We heard of a guy. His name was Danny Bulinati. He was a Christian dude. And we had heard that he worked for DC Comics, and he also worked for Marvel Comics. And I wanted to do a comic book, but I didn't want it cheesy. I didn't want it second rate. I wanted it second to none, and I wanted world quality in every sense of the world. And I say Christ quality. And so what I did is I flew to San Francisco. I literally sat down with Danny Bulinati. He's a foreign guy from the Philippines. He speaks really fluent English. He's a great guy. And I said, Danny, go ahead and draw something. I thought this was going to be a couple-hour process at least. I mean, I just spent all that money to fly out there to meet Danny and to see what he's about. He drew a picture. I think it took him less than 5 minutes to do it.
Hmm.
And I said, okay, we're good. We're good.
That's enough.
And the quality of that comic book is, again, second to none.
It
and
is.
He's an artist for Marvel and DC Comics. And you'll see the similarities right off the bat. Matter of fact, a lot of his drawings you probably have already seen if you know anything about Marvel or DC Comics.
And you know what I really like about the comic book, too, is, you know, if you're looking, if you're trying to get, like, a young person interested in the foundations of our country to know the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, you're trying to get, you know, a young person to get interested, this is a great way to do that. And the reason why it's a great way to do that, hey, I got my drum roll.
Yeah, you did.
That was so much better than my tongue buzz roll.
I had to do it.
That was good.
Okay,
better late than never on that. That was good. Let's do that tomorrow. I like that.
You can just call me too late.
Too late. Okay, too late, but it was still good. But what I like about this comic book is it's also got, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and questionnaires at the end. But what is really cool is it really helps for a young person to get excited about the Constitution, not in a fun way, not, oh, this is boring, I don't want to read a bunch of papers and pages. This has got pictures in it. It has Christ
cool.
in it. It is so cool. And comics are not just for kids, I might add.
That's right. As a matter of fact, one of the common things that we hear after they read the comic book is, it's the weirdest thing, I couldn't set that thing down. And friends, this is what they say. I am not
I will tell you what they say, because I actually have a response here from Gene, and this is what Gene said. I read the My War comic book and thought it was not only excellently done, but was also very moved by the testimony of what God does to save one of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
This book will be great for young people to read. So not only young people, but also older people as well. But if you'd like to get this copy, I think you put enough salt on the tongue.
Yeah, it brings in the correlation again, just to show you that it brings forth the foundations, the biblical and constitutional republical foundations that
That's
we
right.
have. It shows you both, and it brings forth the correlation, and every American should understand this, because you can't really call yourself an American until you understand where you came from in the first place. We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, Sons of Liberty Radio, and
Daughters of Liberty.
There you go. And we're going to come back, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. This is actually going to be called the Virtue Class. I think you're going to like it. And it's not just for kids anymore. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And as promised, friends, you ready for this? And as promised, we're going to do something a little bit different here. And what I'd like to do is kind of introduce to you. You had to like that.
I did That was pretty good.
Just saying.
You know, that reminds me of Ray Comfort. Actually, one time we called Ray Comfort on the phone. He's Living Waters Publications out in California. He's got a ministry out there. And one time, literally, you called him on the phone. And I remember before he picked up the phone, horns went off like, dun, 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 dun. And there was Ray Comfort. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, actually, he's got a little bit of a down under accent, so it was a little different than that.
But he's a great guy, by the way.
Very much so.
And he's the real deal. Rare as hens teeth,
very
a needle
much
in the haystack. It's interesting. I've been in ministry for 19 years, and the people that I would say are the ones that I would trust, there's probably two or three that I know of after that many years of ministry that I really know that they are the real deal. These are the guys that have some of the biggest ministries in the world, and I can literally call them. And within minutes, if they don't answer their phone, it will be within minutes I will get a phone call back. And it's interesting, you find all these little churches or these popular people out there, and you can't even get a phone call back from them, you know, within 2 or 3 weeks, and they got 50 people in their ministry, or, you know, this person that thinks he's all that in a bag of chips,
right?
You know. He really isn't, because there's no integrity that goes along with him. And if he doesn't have any integrity, who wants anything? Who wants to listen to that?
That's right.
I don't want to subject myself to that. But the Ray Comforts of the world and a couple others, they're very hard to find. And that is one I just always want to high five back and say, you know what? He's the real deal. But in saying that, I'm going to introduce to you Stephanie Joy. We know her as the Pretty Little Princess. And what she does, I want you guys to listen to her message really quick. And when I say really quick, I'm telling you the hour goes like this. It just flies like crazy. And saying that, friends, the message is second to none. The message has been well brought forth, proclaimed, promulgated across the country in over 350 high schools and colleges, and things that we've done on the radio. We've shared little, you know, little tids and bits over here and little tids and bits over there. But in saying that, let's give the full message. And if it takes a day or two, then you know what, so be it. But folks, what we're doing is we're instilling, we're planting seeds. And seeds are good because, you know what, even if the world was to end tomorrow, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said he would still plant an apple tree. And you know what, we need to do the same thing regardless of what we believe is going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month or a year down the line. You know what, we still need to have hope because without hope there is no sense in going on. And hope is what we do with the truth that God has given unto us. We can do all that we can do once we have the knowledge, and that's what we want to give to you today. Once you do all that you can do, leave the results up to God. So let's do what we can do. Do your best to receive. Open your ears and open your eyes. And you know what? Without further ado, Stephanie, Joy, our pretty little princess, it's all yours.
I like that. Yes. Well said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that twice.
A double drum roll. Yes, this is going to be doubly fun. But no, like Bradley had said, we have done over 342 different public high schools, universities.
It's been 50 now.
350 now. Okay. Yeah. Public high schools and college campuses across the nation. And when we go into these schools, you see a lot of young people, and young people today are inundated. When they turn on the TV, when they turn on MTV, when they go to movies, when they look at their favorite music stars, what is the message that's being sent to them? Do what you want to do as long as it feels good. Yeah. If you want to be cool, you got to follow the crowd. If you quote unquote love someone, which is not really love, it's lust, you'll go ahead and have sex with them. There's so many different things that are being brought to them on a daily basis.
And I would say to the older generation too, you need to understand that wisdom is justified by her children. We can't complain about our posterity when in fact they have only emulated the older generations. So it's not just for the young, it's also for the old. And I see this every time that when you did that church out in North Carolina, it was the same thing. It was the older generation that they looked guilty as hell. Literally, they were convicted of their sin, righteousness, and judgment because the things that you were bringing forth are things that they left off in their life. And if they didn't leave them off, they did not in word, but in action, they did.
That's exactly right. And this class is geared toward, you know, young ladies, but it's great for men too as well, and young men, because they need to know what kind of a woman they need to choose to marry later on in life. Or for those of you that are already married, in fact, when we did this out on the East Coast, we had a bunch of older men coming in and older ladies. It's kind of like, oh my goodness, this class is for, you know, like young girls, but it worked out great. And in fact, some of the greatest responses that we got were for grandpas and men. In fact, I had one man come up to me and said, you know, I was supposed to leave early and go home and watch the game with my son. He goes, but I couldn't leave. So that was a very cool thing. But for those of you who are just tuning in now, if you go to, we have sonsoflibertyradio.com, but this particular class has its own website, and that's virtueclass.com. So all you moms or ladies out there that say, wow, I want to kind of learn more about this, go to virtueclass.com. Now, before we begin, I first ask the question when we do these schools or whatever event we do, I say, now, how many of you have ever heard the word virtue before? And, you know, some people will raise their hand, and then I'll say, well, how many of you know what the word means? And very few. In fact, in a big church that we did on the East Coast last tour, I had one boy raise his hand in the front row. So we're talking about these people, churchgoers, seasoned churchgoers for forever. In fact, I actually grew up in a pastor's home as a pastor's kid, and not one time in my whole entire life growing up in the church did anyone ever sit me down and say, you are called to be a virtuous woman. Virtue comes out of Proverbs 31. Read it. This is what virtue means. This is what you're called to be as a daughter of God, first and foremost. Not one person ever sat me down, and that's very sad when you think about it, because our young women today need to know what the standard is according to the Word of God and what God has called them to be. They're to be His pure and spotless bride. But first of all, let me give you a definition of what the word virtue means. Virtue means conformity to the standard of right, integrity of character, uprightness of conduct, moral goodness, chastity, which means waiting to have sex until you're married, purity, moral practice or action, the practice of moral duties and the abstaining from vice, or a conformity of life and conversation to the moral law. Now, let me ask you a question out there, all you sons and daughters of liberty. What is the moral law? Well, believe it or not, a lot of people simply just do not know what the moral law is, and the moral law is the Ten Commandments. And finally, it means excellence of any kind, valor, and strength. Now, as I mentioned, a description of a virtuous woman can be found in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. And the first line in that group of scriptures says this: who can find a virtuous woman? Question mark. And that's exactly what I felt like. I remember I was doing my first ever Virtue magazine, and as I was writing it down, I thought, yeah, who can find a virtuous woman? It's very hard to find. And, you know, the only example that I could even think of a virtuous woman to me is Ma from Little House on the Prairie. She was one that was faithful to her husband. She was with her children. She was just a pure and virtuous woman. And today, it's extremely difficult to find, but that's what every girl is called to be. So what I do in this class, I use a lot of different analogies, and I have a lot of different volunteers. And the first thing I do is show these young ladies the example of what a bad guy is like. So I say, okay, who wants to come up here? And I get a volunteer to come up with me. And I know, honey, you especially like this part a lot, but I pretend
I would
to be Bob.
Bradley Dean.
I'm sorry. Yes. Bradley Dean. I know you especially like this part a lot, but I pretend that I'm Bob, you know, so I kind of, you know, slick my hair back a bit and kind of, you know, show my muscles and And I bring up this girl and I say, hey, baby, what's your name? And she'll say, you know, whatever my name is, let's say it's Sally, okay?
Sally.
So I say, oh, Sally, you know, ooh, baby, I just want to let you know that I love you. And I'll keep going. I'll say, you know, I just love you, baby girl, for who you are on the inside. It's your heart and your mind that I love. So I'm telling her that I love her. I'm this slick, quite frankly, gross guy who's telling her all the right things, but I make them repeat after me. My actions speak a lot louder than my words. It does not matter what someone tells you. People can talk till they're blue in the face and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm not interested in what you have to say to me. I'm interested in what you do because your actions speak a lot louder than your words. So what I do is I have a little example of what, you know, a typical young lady might face. So we've got Bob saying, well, why don't you come over to my house tonight? You know, my parents are gone. We're going to watch the movie Braveheart because I want you to get an idea of my masculinity through old Mel Gibson. So I sit her down on the couch, and the first thing I do is I kind of, you know, move my seat a little closer to hers. I'm getting a little friendlier, a little closer, then I kind of, you know, stretch and put my arm right around her, you know, and I say, oh, Sally, I love you so much, you know, as I'm hugging her, and then I put my hand over her cheek and start kissing her cheek, and the girls start laughing because every single one of them, or for the most part, they can remember being a situation like that where some guy is all over them or some guy wants to be all over them. And what is the response that you get? You get this, what is he doing? And now the girls laugh and they think that's funny, but listen, I say, how many of you want to get married today? And they'll, I'm not today, but, you know, eventually. And they'll say, you know, yeah, I want to get married. Now, how many of you want to have your husband say to you, truly, I have loved you and only you. There's no one else in my heart, mind, or my affections. Now, I did not know who my wife would be one day, but I decided to wait and be pure so I could give her all that I am on my wedding day.
Let's take a quick break. You got Stephanie Joy with the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Yes, I like that. And you got Bradley Dean as well, friends. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Friends, I'd also ask you that you'd consider supporting this ministry. As you know, who we are, what we do, we've reached out to literally millions of people, been in ministry for 19 years. This is all we've done, high schools, colleges, prisons, festivals, state fair, radio, 6 days a week, 53 countries. So on and so forth. Our main objective is the souls of men, seeking and saving that which is lost through the message of what the Bible says, not what people want to think it says, if they even want that.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, if you'd like to consider supporting this ministry, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the bottom right corner, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bottom hand of the right corner of that website to donate, or you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we love the emails. We really do. We love the texts. We love those. We love the Facebook responses. We love all of that. But folks, you have to speak up, and that's what this radio program is all about. And you have an opportunity 1 hour every day and 2 hours on Saturdays to do just that. So if this message teaches you anything, it's just that. Remain not silent, stand up, speak up, and be counted. Because that's how we're going to win our freedoms back. It was rightly said, cowards did not bestow upon us this republic, and cowards will not preserve it. And we need to get back to who we are, where we came from, and continuously fight the good fight of faith to go forward. And by you supporting this ministry along with us, we can remain out there and be effective in the hand of the Lord. And that's exactly what we ask Him to do on a daily basis. And we thank you for your response. Again, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to call in or support the ministry, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the bottom right corner. And now, back to Mrs. Stephanie Joy.
Well, as I mentioned here before the break, I asked the girls, I say, how many of you would love for your husbands to say to you, truly I have loved you and only you. There's no one else in my heart, my mind, or my affections. I did not know who my future wife would be one day, but I decided to wait and be pure and give her everything that I am on my wedding day. See, so many times young ladies and young men are taught, well, you know, just try out a few different girls, try out a few different guys. Well, listen, God has given you a heart, but He has given you a heart to preserve for Him and for the future one that you're going to marry. But what a lot of young people do and older people do is they give a bit and piece to this guy or this girl. They want to date this guy and have fun with this guy and mess around with this girl or so on and so forth. And by the time they actually walk down the aisle and say, I do, they have not preserved themselves.
Yeah, said I do, yep.
Yeah, when they say, oh yeah, have they said I do, or when they say I do, they have not preserved their heart, and they have not preserved themselves for their future husbands or wife. And now the girls all raise their hand, they say, yes, I would love for that to have happened. Well, listen, that is not impossible to have that happen, but it is impossible if you do not make the choice to do it. See, love gives and lust takes. If some guy or girl really loves you, they will wait for you. If they do not wait for you or say they cannot wait for you or contain themselves, well, guess what? They just don't love you. We've had guys and girls in our ministry who the first time that they kissed their future husband or wife ever was when they got married and the pastor or the minister said, you may kiss the bride. It wasn't about the physical outside things because that will come and go. See, love is a choice. So many times people think that love is an emotion. It's a feeling. Listen, when you get up in the morning and you roll over and you see your husband and your wife, and they probably don't look the best. I mean, they might have morning breath. They might look a little scraggly, a little ishy, you know, so on and so forth.
Listen, gravity might be taking its course.
There's all that good stuff in there. But, you know, you love them because you love them, first of all, for who they are on the inside. See, I tell girls that your outward appearance is going to come and go. Maybe you, when you get older, you're going to gain some weight. You might wrinkle some, obviously. You know, you might have a baby, and there's lots of different things that could happen to your physical appearance. But who you are on the inside is far more important than what you look like on the outside. Now what people are taught, and young ladies are taught, is look at the front cover of a magazine. And they strive to be like something that they can never hope to fulfill. And what they don't realize is what's on the front cover of the magazine isn't even real itself. Now when you go to these magazine artists, and I have this actually in here, what they do is when you have a beautiful model on the front cover of pick, you know, any certain magazine that you see at the front of the grocery store, you know, the gas station, any place like that, a lot of what you see is they take out wrinkles. They do eye color changes. They do breast enhancements. It is not real. So we have this unrealistic standard that does not really exist. And girls are taught it's more about the outward appearance than it is about the inside.
When you look at these pictures, to say, well, to put it in a nice way, they're gross.
A lot of them.
Can see their opening pores. You can see their yellowing teeth. You can see wrinkles that have been, you know, photoshopped out. You can see literally their breasts have been enhanced, and it's just not them at all. They're skinnier. They're more shapy. But when they take the Photoshop off these pictures, it is literally, it's mind-blowing at times. It's like, oh, my gosh, and you have little girls out there trying to emulate these girls, and they're starving themselves, in some cases, literally to death to try to be something. My friends, that does not exist.
That's exactly right. And if you look at a lot of these celebrities that you think, oh, they're just so beautiful, I do a lot of different pictures where I show celebrities with their makeup versus without their makeup. And it's not to be mean. It's to prove a point. Listen, these people are normal people just like you and just like me. What happens is they've got makeup artists that spend so much time enhancing who they are on the outside, and you've got Photoshop personnel that redo and undo a bunch of things, so they come across as beautiful. But like the Bible says, while man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. We're going for the inside. So when you're looking at a future husband or wife, if some guy or girl truly loves you, they will wait for you. And this is what, if they can't wait for you, then they don't really love you. This is what I tell the girls. Always carry around 35 cents in your pocket. pocket. If some guy says, listen, baby, I was thinking we could do this and this and this tonight, say, great. Well, before we do that, I just want you to do me this real quick favor. Drive with me to a gas station. I want you to use the payphone. In fact, I've got 35 cents in my pocket that I have reserved for just such a time as this. I want you to go ahead, use that payphone. I'll give you the 35 cents. Call up my dad. And you can go ahead and tell your my father everything that you would like to do with me today. And if he says, okay, then we're good to go. And, of course, they all laugh because they think, well, no way would my father condone such a thing. Well, then listen, you shouldn't do anything with a boyfriend or girlfriend that you would be ashamed to do in front of your parents before you're married. It is really, it's a great point because they think, well, I would never call up my dad and ask my boyfriend if it's okay if we did this and this and this and this. Well, why not?
Why would you want to do it?
Exactly. You have to do it in secret and in the dark because you know it's not right.
Can I interject a thought here? Of course. It's interesting. Guys want these girls to do these things, but would you want someone doing something with your girlfriend or your wife that you've not yet met?
Yeah, exactly.
Before you get married to her, would you want another guy doing that with her? Well, do unto others as you would have them do unto to you. Remember that one kid that I was doing that high school assembly? Are you with me?
Yeah, I was just going to have you say that, actually.
Yeah, we were actually in a high school, and we were doing an alternative school, and this 14-year-old little punk, we were talking about how love gives and lust takes. And he was trying to act like he's been through the whole, you know, sexual revolution, like he was, you know, a veteran in the movement or the such. And I looked at him and I said, so, hey, let me ask you something, little bro. I said, do you love a girl? Do you have a girlfriend? He said, yeah. I said, so do you love her? And he said, yep. And I said, remember, again, love gives and lust takes. And he said, okay. I said, so what do you think about that girl that you say that you love to be with three or four or five different guys before you get to her? Guess what he had to say? Absolutely nothing, because it's a law unto itself. And this is what it always comes back to. The fulfilling of the law, friends, is love, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you don't want someone doing it to you or yours, then don't do it to them and theirs. That is love. Love worketh no ill, my friends, and it's just that simple. And this little man was caught in his own way, and he didn't realize it until the Spirit of Christ came about to teach him.
And the last thing you want when you do finally walk down the aisle and say, I do, whether you're a guy or a girl, is a heart filled with regret, saying, gosh, I wish I would have waited. You know, I wish I would have preserved myself. I wish I wouldn't have been with this girl or this guy and going so on and so forth. I mean, imagine what it's going to have to be like when you tell your future husband or wife, well, by the way, sweetie, I just want to let you know that I've been with this guy and this girl and so on and so forth. You want to preserve yourself. So the point with Bob is know what kind of a man that you're trying to date. Let him be a knight in shining armor rather than a jerk in a rusty tin can. And you can tell pretty quickly by what they do what they're really going for. Or if you would just lay it on the line and say, listen, this is what I will not do with you, right, when he says he wants to court you, because really you shouldn't be dating. You should be courting a future husband or wife. And if you say, listen, I will not do these things. I am preserving. You might be my future husband or wife, but you may not be. So until that point, I want to get to know you a little bit better. But this is what I will not do with you. And if they say, well, then see ya. Well, obviously they only wanted one thing. So it's a great point to make. Know what you're going for in the beginning. And also, I'll add on this.
Isn't it interesting? He wanted to cover up that one thing that he didn't want anybody to know, as if to say God wasn't looking at all things, beholding the good and evil in every place.
That's right. And one thing, too, to notice, some of you girls out there, and we'll get this too, but what kind of a fish are you baiting? You know, we see girls all the time. They wear skin-tight pants, low-cut shirts, short shorts, so on and so forth. And then they wonder why they... And, gosh, he's such a jerk. I mean, he only wanted one thing.
And that's all you sold.
Exactly.
You baited that hook, didn't you, girl?
What kind of a man are you attracting? It's like if you go, you know, to the garbage can, and what are you going to find? You're going to find a bunch of trash. Well, if you're wanting some guy to preserve you for who you are on the inside, make sure that he is not stuck on your outside and he's learning about who you are on the inside.
Right.
Now, to go on, what we do for another analogy after this.
And by the way, girls that dress in such a fashion that aren't virtuous, you need to understand too, or your daughters, or your aunts, or your cousins, or your moms, or your whatever the case might be, whoever you are, and you're a woman, and if you dress in such a fashion, you're just as guilty as the man that looks at you in violation of thou shalt not commit adultery, because you're dressing in such a fashion only to cause him to stumble in the first place.
Yeah, and I want to say, and this is what I usually say in the classes, is I try to dress in such a way where I wouldn't care if my husband would look at another girl wearing what I have on, because you know what? I'm not advertising my outsides. They are not for you. They are are solely for him.
Oh, honey, our Stephanie, this is just
this
too
is
good.
Too much.
You know, the coolest thing about Bob is he can spell his first name and his you can say his name backwards and forwards and it spells the same thing.
I know, that's amazing.
That is genius. Folks, you got Bradley, Stephanie, Joy, sonsoflibertyradio.com and
Daughters of Liberty.
1-866-233-0747. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome back to the final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Listening in to Stephanie Joy, the daughter of Liberty, talking about the virtue.
And you know, we were just talking about Bob actually before we took the break. I actually had someone tell me that after they were kind of harassing this one guy during the virtue class or afterwards because his name was actually Bob. But for those of you who your name are Bob, don't take offense. It's just the one we use. So hopefully you're a good guy. But for the next analogy that we use, we bring up a girl and a volunteer. And what we do is we say, okay, you are getting married today. So what I do is I bring her up to the front and I put this kind of makeshift wedding dress on her in this ridiculous looking veil. And so she kind of looks funny and I say, oh, you look like a mushroom. And the girls kind of laugh and chuckle a little bit. But what I do is I say, you are getting married today. And pretend that we are in the church and you've got the minister at the very, you know, front of the aisle. You're in the very back. You're very excited because it is your wedding day. It's a one in a million day. And all of a sudden the pastor says, all rise for the bride to come forth. And so this is your big day. You take your first step forward, and all of a sudden, as you do, all of a sudden, you get a thought of Josh in your mind. And what I do is I say, well, what was I doing thinking about him? And this is the girl speaking who's supposed to be getting married today. I'm kind of like her conscience. boy, what am I doing thinking about him? I mean, yeah, he was a guy that I dated in like eighth and ninth grade, and we did a few things we shouldn't have done, but that's so weird that I would be thinking about him on a day like today. And all of a sudden, I take a black splotch and I tape it on her dress. So it's a mark, it's a stain, it's a blemish. And so she tries to kind of brush it off as some weird fluky thing, and she takes another step forward. But all of a sudden, as she does, she gets the thought of Kevin in her mind. And she's thinking, wait, what am I doing thinking about this guy? Okay, yes, we dated in high school, we went to prom, we got a hotel room, yeah, we did some things we shouldn't have done with him too, but gosh, I'm getting married today, I'm supposed to be thinking about my husband, not some other guys. And then I take another splotch or black mark, and I tape it on her dress. So finally, she really tries to pull herself together and says, whew, okay, I'm back on track here. She takes another step forward. But as she does, she gets a thought of Mark in her mind. And so she thinks, gosh, Mark, okay, we were engaged, so I thought it'd be okay to have sex because, well, you know, we were going to get married, and it turned out that he only wanted me for one thing, and we broke off our engagement, and things just didn't work out. Now, what happens, I ask the audience, after I put another splotch on her dress, when she walks down the aisle, she is not a pure and spotless bride anymore. Now, if you are getting married, the last thing that you will do is run outside and play in the mud in the natural. You want to keep your gown pure. You want it white. You want it spotless. You want to look perfect for your wedding day. Why do women nowadays consider their outward appearance on their wedding day far more than they ever consider their inward appearance? As I mentioned earlier, on your wedding day, you don't want to be filled with a heart of regret, a heart saying, I wish I would have waited. I wish I would have never did this or that. You want to preserve yourself. Now, what I do is I say this girl, as she's standing right there, I look at her, I say, are you pure and spotless anymore? And she's not, and she knows it. So what can you do if you've already made mistakes? You know, you've made some mistakes and some choices that you say, gosh, I didn't realize how important my virginity was. Gosh, I never knew this, that the Bible said this. There is always forgiveness in the blood of Jesus Christ, but you must be repentant. That's why when we go through the way of salvation, we talk about first the law, then judgment, then mercy and faith.
Can I just interject something?
Of course.
No, it's just coming to my aid right now, is the fact that people want forgiveness all the time.
Without repentance.
No. The American people, what they want to hear more than anything is, well, I've done that too. I want forgiveness. I want forgiveness. Let me ask you the question, friends. How many times have you been forgiven? And you like to give the analogy, Stephanie, during these programs to the girls. Now, are you really sorry? Let's say I'm married and I go and cheat on my wife. And I get busted the first time. The only thing I'm at that point sorry for is the fact that I was busted. Okay, so I say I'm sorry, okay? Well, the second time I get busted, am I really sorry for doing it the second time, though I said I was sorry the first time? Scripture tells us that we're to forgive those 7 times 70 to them that repent. And it's interesting how many people in this country are looking for repentance from a just and a holy God, but they forget the expense of the propitiation or the appeasement of their crimes towards heaven. Let me just tell you what. Let me cue you in. It was the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. So if you know the price of what it took to appease your sins before a just and a holy God, and you really understood it, rest assured, your story should only be said one time, not 15,000 times, because America is filled with altar athletes who are on their way to hell.
That's right, and as you said with that analogy, if I keep smacking you in the face and saying I'm sorry, and then a few months later, let's say I do good for a few months, and I smack you in the face and say I'm sorry again, then a couple weeks later I slip again, I smack you in the face, I'm not really sorry. See, repentance is to repent for your sin and turn never to do it again.
That's right.
That's how you show you're really truly repentant on the inside, is because your actions change. It's a change of action. And even going back to the analogy of the bride.
And don't look to the Lord to do something for you that He's commanded you to do. If you've been given the dispensation to do the wrong things, well then rest assured He's giving you the dispensation to do the right thing. He didn't tell you to do the wrong thing. God commanded that you do the right thing.
And that's what grace is. And so many times in churches nowadays, they say grace, you know, we've been given grace. And grace is just this sloppy excuse to do whatever you want and God will just forgive you. All you got to do is say you're sorry. Well, listen, grace is not an excuse for you to be able to sin and get away with it. Grace is an empowerment to overcome your sin. And let me just give you a little biblical lesson here. When you go to the Word of God, you'll look and you'll find the Ten Commandments, all right? And the Seventh Commandment says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, Jesus Christ, when He came along in grace, He intensified that commandment. See, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus came along in the New Testament. People say, well, we're not in the Old Testament anymore.
That's right.
In the New Testament, Jesus Christ comes along and He says, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after them, you have already committed adultery with them in your heart. So even a look with lust in your heart is the very same thing as the act of adultery, because you have already committed adultery with them in your heart. So when you look and you say, well, we're under grace here, we're not under the law. Well, grace is actually intensified when Jesus came along and did it. And by the way, the Bible also says that no fornicator, which means to have sex before marriage, sex outside of marriage, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, can you tell me any movie or even TV show or series that you've seen recently without some reference to fornication, some sexual reference to fornication or adultery? The Bible says no fornicator will enter into the kingdom of heaven. That means if you're having sex outside of marriage or before you're married, you're not going to heaven. That's simply what the Bible says.
I had a guy call me up. This is probably about 8 years ago. He called me, hey, Bradley, how you doing, man? I used to know him from my rock and roll days. Hey, how are you doing, man? And this and that and this and the other thing. And he said, you know, I've been watching Joe Osteen, man, and I'm telling you what, and praise Jesus and all this other, you know, religious garb that was thrown onto his soul, and he took it on. And I said, so how are you been doing? He said, fine. And all of a sudden it came up a conversation that he has a girlfriend. And I said, so you know that scripture tells us that if we commit fornication, you know that we have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. And he said, well, what's fornication? I said, it's sex before marriage. Hey, dude, I got to get going, man. Never heard from him one time. Listen to this. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Listen carefully. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Here comes the New Testament. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done unto the Spirit of grace. Now let me say this. Right after that, it says, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Then it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So how much should we fear sin? So much so that we do everything within our power to stay away from it. And that's why Jesus gives the analogies of cutting off your right hand and plucking out your eye. He's not telling you to do those things, friends. He's showing you the value of your soul. And he's showing you the consequences if you indulge yourself.
And you
don't play with fire. Sin will charge you a lot more than you want to pay. And it will certainly keep you a lot longer than you want to stay.
And, you know, people will listen to this message and they'll get upset with us. It's a very convicting message. Well, who are you to tell me I'm not going to heaven? Well,
I'm
I didn't
not.
Say anything. The
I'm
Bible
not,
said
right.
it. It's according to Scripture and the Word
and
of God.
And if it wasn't true, then what are they mad about?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
But you know what happens is they'll look at a Joel Osteen and people will go to his church and the masses, they will buy his books and the masses, they will love it. Why? Because it's a very soft gospel. You can do whatever you want. You can get away with whatever you want, so on and so forth. And people will love a man like that. But you know what? You're loving that man as
That's
you're
right.
going all the way down the road to hell because he is not being a faithful witness and confronting you with the Word of God
right.
as to what the Word of God says. But what people will do is they'll look at us and they'll say it's so convicting.
Judgmental.
And they'll get angry.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we are loving you enough to tell you the truth because when you stand before God one day, your blood is going to be off our hands because you heard the truth.
That's not the Bible I heard. Well, let's take it to the natural then. What happens if you go to Arlington Cemetery like we did not too long ago and we've seen some kids I was going to use the word dinking around.
Mm-hmm.
Around. Yeah, totally messing around the headstones of the veterans at Arlington Cemetery. Did you know what happened when those kids stepped on the grass, friends? It's interesting how many people rose up because they seen the sacrifice given for their freedoms, that they would not tolerate even a little kid to be screwing around by the headstones of those graves. That's just the nil of what the Lord's talking about. You got Bradley, Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, and
Daughters of Liberty.
Talking to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do. See ya.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S.
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.